WTMJ 5-day forecast was sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Laurie Nickel joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Laurie, how are you faring the blustery storms as of now?
I've been up since 2:30 in the morning listening to all this lightning and thunder, so I'm on your schedule now. That's great.
Hey, how's that taste? Not so good, eh?
No, and I don't drink coffee, so this is awful. Kudos to you guys, really.
I know you were out at the Brewers game last night. I want to talk to you about that a little bit, but before that, one of the interesting things, if you don't know this about Lori, is she is a K-pop fan.
And what is K-pop for those uninitiated?
Like, is it exclusively Korean pop, or is it like all Asian?
Oh, I don't know. But I know it's got its own genre. I think there's some Japanese music that filters in there as well. And maybe like Jackson Wang from China. But I think it's mostly Korean, just like Korean drama, Korean K-pop. So
okay.
I think it's all out of Korea.
And yeah. So there's a show at Summerfest of this genre.
Yeah, I guess for the first time since 2013, we're going to have a K-pop artist. HYO is going to be at Summerfest at the stage right off of the main entrance. And I'm going, even if I can't find any friends to go with me or recruit any of my son's friends, because that's the age group, I'm going because I want to support them and I want to see what the crowd turnout's going to be, and I love that kind of music.
Please report back to us on that. I want pictures,
yes.
I want video, I want all of it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I really will. I mean, I've been trying to keep this low key because I'm wondering if people make fun of me, but I love... Like,
oh, well, too late for that now. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're not going to help you there.
So,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's high energy music. It's just made me learn more about the culture and about the military service over there. I've been reading books about Korea and everything. So I go all in on all that.
So now that you are covering the Brewers, is that right? Is that the
what
crew
a nightmare.
Is your beat?
That's just what a tragic. You know, I was interviewing one of the players yesterday, and like 15 seconds in, he just started rolling his eyes, and I thought, boy, I really do sound this stupid. I don't know baseball at all. I don't know the game. I don't understand the game. And you guys, here's the thing. What are with these? So I was like, all right, start learning. Learn with the statistics.
Okay.
What's a FIP? What's a WHIP? What's a BACON? What's BABIP? What's XWOBA? What's WAR? What happened? Like, what happened to RBIs? And all this stuff. And I've always gone to Brewers and done human interest features. And now this year I'm going to learn baseball. If I can learn speed skating and Olympic freestyle, you know, skiing, I can learn baseball. I can't. These poor players, once I'm done with this project, I'm never going back. I can't.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Lori. I am a lifelong baseball fan. It was my first love in sports. So many great memories at County Stadium with my dad and my brother and going to the game and learning the game when there was no jungle gym to go play
right,
on or
right.
whatever. Like, you learned baseball, and if that wasn't good enough for you, I'm sorry. But I want to see, you know, right, I want to see home runs, I want to see RBIs, and I want to see a batting average. All this other crap doesn't mean anything to me either.
You know what's funny, though? Every Brewers player I've asked says the same thing. They're like... you know, like Willie Adames was like, right, they said, Willie Adames is like, the one that I care about is WAR because that determines my value and that's what the people above me who, you know, hire me.
And that's wins above replacement,
about.
Right? WAR?
Sure.
sure.
Sounds a little aggressive to me. but, you know, I can't find one player who really value, like Christian Yelich told me, I don't know a single stat until people told him that he had 200 career home runs and he's got 199 stolen bases. He didn't know. He doesn't even.
That's awesome.
And I get that, like, I relate to that. So I'm going to go interview, like, some little leaguers, I think, this week, if I can find anybody playing. So please translate all of this to me because it's so intimidating. I'm being serious to the fact that I'm, like, genuinely horrified to walk into this clubhouse. I don't know anything.
I will say this, though, Laurie. I'm so glad you're doing things with the Brewers because I'm telling you, there's something different about this year. A lot of different
That's
things. We got crazy grand slams. We got inside-the-park home runs. We got random pitchers who have never held a baseball throwing gyms.
We got Snoop Dogg in the booth.
Snoop in the booth.
Right.
Like, this is a unique year that I think is going to lead to something great.
And I keep hearing how great they all are, and they are. They're what a great, like, people to talk to and everything. That's why I wanted to come here. So, yep, please give me your ideas and your help.
You're on target. Just give me the batting average. Thanks, Lori.